Salted and go to the project with the with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's conversation with Adam Arishon. Kufalach b'shashe boro Kodesh Baruch Hu Adam notu v'chzira al koli loyne magan v'oyim lo ro ma'isai kamen mitukonim. Look how wonderful my deeds are. Ten daitcho das. You have to use das, not to makalkil the tachriv esoy lomi. And we said that's quite a pillar. That Adam can destroy Hashem's world. Hashem's such a feeble vulgar that I can come along and destroy it. It's a bit strange that we asked that question. And we explained, we brought from the Ramchal, our famous Ramchal, that a person was created for Tainug. The Ikka Tainug is when it's earned. The Ikka pleasure is when it's earned and it doesn't come for nothing. And therefore you have to have Bechira. You have to be able to choose to get it or not get it. It's your choice. You have a choice. The thoughts of Vanecha, Chaim Umavis. Then put in front of your choice. Bechata Bechaim. Hashem also says to Bechata Chawai. Because Mavis is not a choice. Mavis is also a choice. Otherwise, it's not a choice. It has to be a choice. You have two equal paths open to you, and you can choose Vos du willst. That's what we said yesterday. Yeah. Matzav Zeh Machayev, the second last paragraph from Kufalev. Matzav Zeh Machayev, the situation, it's imperative. Person has to have bechira to choose between doing what he's supposed to do and choosing not to do what he's supposed to do. Because if he doesn't have a choice, that means he's forced. Then there's no schar. Then he's not getting it as schar anymore. He's just getting whatever he's getting because that's what Hashem wants to give him. And there would be no point in creating the world. That koyach habechira gave Adam the Rishon, Adam Arishon, the choice, the bechira, to destroy the world, as much as it gave Klal Yisrael the bechira to do the chet ha'egel, and many, many other examples. Bechira. Hashem losam lo koyach neira letoy velemutor koyach habechira. Hashem gives us bechira for our good, because if you don't have bechira, you can't earn it. You have to earn it. The danger is you can choose not to earn it. That's the problem. Hashem doesn't force us to do his rotzon. If he did, you'd back to not having bechira. Then the whole purpose of the bria would be mufutal. If Hashem forces you to do something, for that you don't get reward. You don't get rewarded for a nose. You have a nose, everyone has a nose. You don't get rewarded because you have a nose. Because you have to have a nose. And malasot. L'cheinu mevakesh mimenu kiviyochol, einu yoichel imnoi mimenu b'koich. I can't stop you, Hashem says. Dov ze muva af b'midrash tanchum ha-pashas b'kuda o'izgim ala midrash mitay ma koire b'shas leidoso shelo odom. What happens at the birth of a man? There the Midrash describes how there's a malach who is in charge of the ruchos, whatever that means, and he puts into this fetus before it's born ruach v'nefesh and all the koiches he needs for the rest of his life. Look, a conveyor belt, and there's a malach there, and the one puts in this. There's this malach who's in charge of ruchay, and he puts in the ruch and the nefesh, whatever that means. Why is the shayma midrash? Machrizan lav yemye no mochar, oshiru oni, chazak ochalash. Well, there's a hachroza, there's a proclamation whether this person is going to be beautiful or ugly, rich or poor, strong or weak. The klaliut, obviously. There's one thing they don't proclaim. They don't say to him, go off into the world and be a tzaddik and don't be a rosha. Huh? There's one thing they don't proclaim. They ask him, sorry. Rak mevakshim, sorry, you're right. Ayet tzaddik v'al tiyeh rosher. be a good boy and don't be a naughty boy. That they ask him, but they're not machris. Because machris means that's what's going to be. That you have to choose to be a tzaddik or to be a rosha. But once again, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, "Bechata bechai." Please choose life. I'm giving you two choices, life and death. And I'm saying choose life. Why? Because that's what I want. But you can choose death as well because it's also a choice. You can choose to be a tzaddik, you can choose to be a rosha. I'm asking you, please be a tzaddik. Why? Because that's what I want. Adam HaRishon mishtames b'koich ha'adir azu shebeyodo laharos ha'olam. Adam HaRishon used this awesome koich that he was given to destroy the world. He chose to go against the Rotzon Hashem. With all the best cheshbonis in the world, we have no idea what his cheshbonis were. He was no slouch, Adam HaRishon. He thought about this, he thought about it through well. It wasn't an impulsive moment where he decided, oh, well, I don't know, let's, you know, what the heck, let's try. He knew what he was doing. Adam HaRishon knew what he was doing.
You know, you were poor.
Okay, once again, I don't want to get into what he was trying to do when he did it, but he didn't just have a wild Yetzirah and suddenly decided, like, we have a Yetzirah, and he was like, oh, and he confess. He understood the essence of everything in the Bria. Understand, Adam HaRishon before the Chet was living where we daven to. He lived in a world called Yud Keva. Look at what him say, his feet stuck out of that world. So we have no idea how much he knew and what he was. The Malachim wanted to daven to him because they thought he was the Yud Keva, because that's where he was holding. So when he made a mistake, it wasn't like we make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, we have an emotional outburst and we sort of, and then we, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, he had a cheshbonus. We can't understand what those cheshbonus were. But he had a cheshbonus. It wasn't a wild moment of impulse and taiva. That's not what was going on.
When he makes a choice, he determines whether it's good for him or was he thinking it's good for the rest of man.
Once again, I don't know. But what Chazal tells us is clearly he had a cheshbon there. That's what he wanted. That's what's called a chet. A chet is a mistake. He made a mistake. It wasn't a willful rebellion against Hashem. He thought that must be what Hashem wants. Whatever, Odpam, we don't. We're talking in our language. You know, be careful talking in our language when you're talking about great stuff. Yeah.
It was a problem with the Berira. That means. It's also a problem with the choice. It's to make the good choice, and sometimes.
Correct, but what was behind that bad choice? I'm saying the bad choice wasn't just a moment of, you know, an emotional outburst, mystical taiva, where he couldn't hold himself back and he did something that often, no. Beyond our comprehension. We're talking about somebody who was, he didn't have a goof, Kima. So we don't understand. We're talking about things way above our understanding. Above, for sure. For sure. He had understanding. This is what Hashem wanted. And then, unfortunately, he that he was right. He was right. That is what Hashem wanted, ultimately. Yeah, because Hashem told him not to do it. How you live with that stira, that's an obviously Yechud Vanochas Amishpat, which means Hashem, when he finishes, we have to go back and cut that again. That's an ultimate sugya, which is, and that sugya is so dangerous. Why is it so dangerous? Because it takes you out of the world of Bechir, and therefore you don't have to make sugar for your head, because you didn't do anything wrong, because that's what Hashem wanted in the first place. That's the danger of that. That's why I think it was real, plucked up the courage to actually put the correct perspective, the correct approach to that sugya on paper, because otherwise it's a mess. The Loshon of the Arizal there is ma'od, ma'od, boring on Tfilah. Ma'od, ma'od, if they were not supposed to. Adam HaRishon did a chet, but that's what Hashem wanted. How could be a chet if he did the wrath of Hashem? Because Hashem didn't want it. But you just said he did want it. So why is it a chet? Because Hashem didn't want it. You got to learn the sugya now. The way you remember the sugya, remember the fight we had with him?
Okay.
So that's the sugya. Adam HaRishon did the chet. Hashem didn't want him to do it. That's why a chet. But Hashem wanted it. In Achinami. So why is it a chet? Because Hashem didn't want it. It wasn't the Rotzon Hashem. You go build that sugya correctly. Okay. So, like I said, we have to look inside and learn the sugya properly. Because if you get that sugya wrong, then you're finished. And you're in the category of the Rambam's people who will never do tshuva. It's one of the things when we're made from Jewish. And then Ein Chenek L'Olam Haba, it can actually become quite dangerous. But the Arizal and Ramcham will discuss it, and Reb Raziel discusses it. So okay, that's okay. Unfortunately, there are people that have written about it in a way that leads you into the ghetto, into the gutter. I'll show you. Swarim that on many, many people's bookshelves have this wrong. It's very dangerous. Hashem wanted it. I did a chet. It must be what Hashem wanted. What I have to do tshuva. That's what Hashem wanted. I did a chet. That's what Hashem wanted. You told me yourself. Why should I do tshuva? That's what Hashem wanted. You understand? You don't understand. The first thing to understand is atalomivi. Why did the Rambam write Hilchus tshuva? Why is there, why is there a sharei tshuva and a sharei tshuva in the chayyim full of avos? Because he doesn't want to do tshuva because he wants your head in the first place. That's the first thing you have to understand.
He wants it to do the sin, but he wants it to do the tshuva for the sin. That's what the ultimate aim is.
That's not what we say. We say something more than that. We're saying he wanted the chet.
Who wanted the
sin? Kosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
He wanted the chet, not because of the tshuva, he wanted the chet. We'll see. Let's prevent ourselves from becoming a pikosim and losing a chaylek in Amaba by talking nonsense. And let's open up the sefer when we get there. We'll learn the sukkah properly. We'll understand it. Once you understand the sukkah, finish the vanoira. Rabbi Yaakov Hill didn't bring it the first time when we were learning with him in order to confuse us or to turn us into a pikosim. He explained it properly. So we'll learn it properly as well. We were learning with Rabbi Yaakov Hill, and Rabbi Israel walked into the room while he was learning. Dr. stopped the shed and stood up. It stood up fully. That was the first time I understood who I was dealing. I didn't understand who it was. Yeah. Okay. We had long running battles with Hiddle when he exposed this to us. It's completely, you've never heard things like this before. So you can get it very, very wrong. Okay, well, let's learn the way we're learning now. We'll come back afterwards. We'll deal with the last parik in Chalek Aleph. We'll have a look and see if you want to look at it. It's even in English for those who want to look at it in English. You have to build that sugya very slowly and carefully. Anyway, Adam Arishon used this bechira to do a chet. Bechirosu moshches kol hadoyres haboyim acharav lera. Everything that came after Adam Arishon is moshech lera. Avram Avinu shekulam ayu machisim lizne Hashem v'yisparach ad Avram Avinu shekulam ayu machisim lizne Hashem v'yisparach ad shebo Avram Avinu v'yishtamash bo isu koich nayla libcho b'toiv. There were a few yechidim, exceptions, Shem, Va'eva, Mesushalach, Chanoich. There were a few rare exceptions. The Rambam brings them down. He names them. That's how few they were. All the millions and billions of people in the world, the Rambam can only find about five or six who actually aren't in this category of machisim es Hashem. But at the end of the day, they didn't choose to give back a Kodesh Baruch for what he lost by Adam Rishon. Avram Avinu was the first one that came along and said, okay, let's get started fixing up this mess. Hadova zeh behit nadvut. He was a volunteer. He wasn't forced. Avraham had Bechira like Noach had Bechira, like all the other greats had Bechira. Tzadikim. Yesh b'yoda Bechira, v'itnadev mi'atzmoy la'asos rotzen koino. From his own inner Bechira, decided he's going to do the rotzen Hashem. L'keino nikra Avram ha'nodiv. Avram ha'nodiv, from Nadiv, from Nadev, volunteered. Who's there? She hit Nadev Loitzis Tachni Sabria Mina Koyer Lapoil. He was the one that volunteered to take the potential of the Bria, which hadn't been actualized yet because no one had done it. Adam was supposed to do it and he didn't. Adam said, fine, I'll actualize it. I'll do what the Bria was created for doing. It's Avoida Zu, Inchila Vosenu Akadoshin, Bon of Achorov, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Kim Retzenish Nakosh Mochu Mitoch Rotson, Vihit Nadvut. He gave that over to his children, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. It came down all the way through to us today. This hit nadvut, during the rotson of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hit nadvut, through Bechira. I'm also says, Ba'av, Blitikve, Elagmu. On a level where they were doing it with no expectation of getting any reward. And Mesuata, Emes, Mipnei, Shehu. Emes, they did it because that's the right thing to do. Vasem, Loyum, Mutonim, Bechach, Shehu, Chodosh Baruch Hu, Yitem, Lim, Tmur, Al, Masem. They weren't doing what they were doing because Hashem will do this for me and he'll give this to me and he'll give it and I want this and if I do that, it'll be good for me. It won't be. No, chayn cheshboynes bishvili. Rak mitoich ava. V'zeh ha-koicham shela ava is ha-kadoshim she-obdes ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu v'vri la-chshov v'vri la-kavet v'shum to'eles. They serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu without any thought of what's good for me, any to'eles. I'm doing it because that's the love I have for you and because I love you, I'll do whatever you want. You'll give me a reward, you won't give me a reward. It's good for me, it's not good for me. Loman yenoti. That's the Rambam that we saw the Rambam yesterday. That's the daga that very few tzaddik can even get to. That was the daga of Avraham Avinu. Oyavov. That's the Rambam.
But was his tzaddik also Avraham Avinu. Chose to make tzaddik. Everyone is not the same tzaddik in the world. Abraham, perhaps, has all the tools and to make this one. I don't know.
What's Gematria, Avram? It's an unbelievable discussion you're opening up here. The more the big machlokes this year. What's Gematria, Avram? Huh? Ramach? Yeah. Avram had the koach inside of himself to bring mitzvah to the world. That's what Avram did. Shem va'eva, we're learning Torah as well, but as you mentioned earlier, we're learning Torah divorced from action. They weren't learning Torah that is shaykhus to the goof. That's why you're learning Shem va'eva, you don't need to sleep. Because you're out of body. You're transcendent. It's the Torah of the Malachim. Avraham Avinu's chiddush was what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim when we entered the Torah. You don't have parents, you don't need kibbutz avayim. You don't eat, you don't drink, you don't need all the halachas dealing with the Torah. So the Malachim. Malachim were learning Torah before Moshe enlightened them. What were they thinking? They were thinking that the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wears tefillin, Rabbi Yitzhak. What does that mean, Hashem wears tefillin? That means we just have a very materialistic condensation, crystallization of higher spiritual forces that looks like a black box down here. But the mitzvahs we do here have higher source mitzvahs up there that are disconnected from the physical. That's what the Malachim grapple with, and that's what Shem Va'eva was grappling with. Avraham Avinu came down and said, we have to bring that holy Torah down here into the bathroom, into the lowest parts, into the bottom of your feet. That's where the Torah has to come down to. There was Avraham Avinu who brought mitzvah into the world. You have to do with your goof. That was the... That was the message of Avraham Avinu. And that was Avraham Avinu said, we'll do what we have to do. How does that relate to your question? Was Avraham Avinu predestined, pre-programmed to be this? Or no? No. He saw reality and he turned himself into what he turned himself into. That's just both are correct. It means everybody comes into this world with a certain program, with certain kailim, certain koichas, you, everybody. And because of that, you have a unique tafkid. Will you actualize that tafkid or not? Avraham Avinu came in the world with a potential to be Avraham Avinu, but just the same as Adam Arishon came in the world to be an Adam Arishon, he chose not to be. And Avraham Avinu chose to, yes, be. So, in Achinami, they're both correct. Was that when he came in here with nothing? Yeah. I mean, he came in here with nothing, if you think about it. He had no reason to succeed. Quite interesting, if you look at it, Adam Arishon had no reason to fail. And Avraham Avinu had no reason to succeed. Adam Arishon was created by Kodesh Baruch Hu, created by Atzmi. The Yetzirah was external. The external Yetzirah, remember Yetzirah inside like we have. The Malachim, everything was crystal clear to him. And all he had to do was just one tree, don't mess with one tree, that's all. Take whatever you want in Asha'at, just this little chocolate you can't eat. So what does he do? He eats that chocolate. How could he fail? How could he fail? It's impossible. You would have predicted a computer, ask a computer to give you the sequin that Adam Arishon would have failed. It would have said almost nothing. Avraham Avinu, he's a Benida. He's brought up in a home of Avodah Zorah. The entire world is confused and whatever. To succeed, he had to mamash give up his life. He had to launch himself into the Kishon HaEish. He had to struggle and battle and go through who knows what Nishainas. To succeed, how could he pass? Yosef HaTzadik, Masi Kuim, he could have survived his journey in Mitzrayim. How could he survive? Whether he was in a prison or whether he was the king of Mitzrayim, both tzadim, he was not shaykh to survive. Yet he survived. Adam Arishon, Yet Bechira. How did Klal Yisrael pit fall into the pit of the Chet HaEgel the day after they saw God? What's the chance of that happening? Effort, but it happened. That's Bechira. Yep. No, there's some misfortune that say that Avraham Avinu was muchrach to do what he did. It's hard to say such a thing. Otherwise, why did he do any better than the goyim? Muchrach is muchrach. Bilam could have said, if you made me muchrach, I would have also been Avraham Avinu. But no, I had to have bechira. That was my point.
You were born the wrong year.
Huh?
You were born the wrong year.
Who?
You have been born before Avraham Avinu to become Avraham Avinu.
I don't understand.
He said, if you'd been muchrach to have Avraham Avinu, you would have had to be born before him. Otherwise, he got the job.
Again.
You would have had been born before Avraham Avinu if you wanted to be muchrach to have Avraham Avinu.
Wow.
Because he had the job already. There was only one person had that job.
Was that my job? But he might have decided not to do it, the same as Adam Rishon didn't do it. And then someone else would have come along and done it. Correct, so that's what I'm saying. He chose to do it. Had he not chosen to do it, somebody else would have done it. The same as Adam Rishon chose not to do it, so Avraham Avinu got the job. Nachon? Huh? Maybe after he used his bechira properly, then I'm going to talk to him. Sure. Bilam could have chosen to use his bechira and used it correctly, and he could have been a big tzaddik. In the end, he turned out not so good. Also, as Rotzon Hashem mitoch mesiras nefesh, valdas li sorif. The kibshana aish me bila kabel tmura. Elimitech ave bimchiras gamit esreni vaish loisit ki ave isho. Even if you'll burn me in fire, all I'll do is add the love that I have for you.
Hello, Baba.
Agut Chodesh.